Welcome to the Singers Show.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
Hey, we're doing this, people. We are doing this. It's December. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Steve Henn's 100 Favourite Songs. These are my favourite songs, not necessarily the greatest songs ever written, but they are my favourite 100 songs at this moment in this time. They could change, but not a lot. So tonight we're doing 41 to
32.
I know, and I hope you are ready in this cold, cold December. I wanted to put that in as well, but I put the other song in by the Counting Crows. You know what it was, Steve, don't you? No point delaying. Ranking. Thank you very much. Got there in the end. So, welcome to show number 7. 3 more left. 3 more. So it's 3 more weeks till Christmas, or as I like to say, 20 sleeps till the big man comes down your chimney and shoves something in your sack. Stocking. Pillowcase. Or if you don't believe in it, doesn't even turn up at all. Who cares? Anyway, it's just all about money. Steve, shut up and tell us, what is your song that comes right in at number 41? Well, it's Tom Petty. No, I'm not. Yes, Tom Petty. Now, it took me a long time, but this is my favourite song. And it was on the film Silence of the Lambs with Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster. I actually do believe that's the first time I ever heard it, but it might have been seeping into my musical ear over the decades beforehand. But who knows? But it's coming in tonight.
41!
And it's American Girl, Tom Petty.
Thank you.
disappointingly, that it faded out, but that's the breaks you get back in those days. I'm not going to tell you what days they were, because we're going to move on. We're going to move on, shaking and grooving here with Steve Hen and his Steve Hen and his American 100 favourite songs. Yes, that's right. They're going to be busting, mate. They're going to be busting, and you're going to enjoy them. Well, Steve, if that was 41, what on earth is 40? Well, I'll tell you exactly what 40 is. 40 is, my goodness gracious me, I've got a story about this. It's the Pretenders. I have a friend, a very good friend. I have known my friend for 40 years, and she's a girl. What? You can have a platonic relationship with a girl for 40 years. Yes, I can. And she's a very, very good friend. In fact, I saw her today. I had to give her a lift. Car was needing servicing. I was best man at their wedding, and it was a joy and a privilege and a pleasure to know them still after 40 years. And I brought her this hour. Oh, no, you didn't. I brought her this 12 inch. I gave her 12 inches of my very own. I'm just a dirty bastard. I just find myself funny. And if you don't, well, then you won't watch, will you? So, yeah, him to her. Just because it was a nice thing to do, but I didn't realise the lyrics were a little bit dodgy. You know what I mean? Let me inside you, into your room. I've heard it aligned with the things that you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. Now, you see, that I could be my friend from the womb to the tomb, but we've never had that. Well, not yet, anyway. To be fair, I think a Zimmer would get in the way. Right, so this is from my very good friend Joe, and it is called Him to Her from the Pretenders, and it's the most beautiful piece of music as well. And it's, for me, it's a song about friendship, not sex. At number 40.
Let me inside you, into your room. I've heard it's lined with the things you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. I dress as your daughter when the moon becomes round. You be my mother when everything's gone. She will always carry on. Something is lost, something is found. They will keep on speaking her name. Some things change, some stay the same. Keep beckoning to me from behind that closed door. The maiden, the mother, and the crone that's grown old. I hear your voice coming out of that hole. I listen to you and I want some more. I listen to you and I want some. Let me inside you. your room. I've heard it's lined with the things you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. I dress as your daughter when the moon becomes round. You be my mother when everything's gone.
Pretenders. I've got a bit of sausage skin stuck in my teeth. I say sausage skin, it's pepperami. Pepperami. Right, there you go. If you've not heard that song, come on. Admit to me that is a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. And it means a lot to me because it represents the friendship that I've held for 40 years. And if I could do that in days, I'd tell you, but I can't. But it's a lot of them. And sometimes they've been very, very long. Right, Steve, if that was 40, what on earth is 39? No, no, no. You say Marillion? Really? You say Marillion is at 39? I do say Marillion is at 39. See, being a big Genesis fan, and obviously that might mean they are coming up if I've not played them previously. Being a big Genesis fan, Marillion came along and were a breath of fresh air. Now, seriously, I should really put Script for Jester's Tear, first song on from their first album, but I'm not going to because I actually find this next song that I'm about to play is my favourite Marillion song. So if it's my favourite Marillion song, even though I love, love, love Script for Jester's Tear, and I could play that whole album over and over and over again, which I did when I was a little boy in my room. This song, I just think, is so beautifully crafted. It's got such a lovely drum bed to it. And it was a B-side to their biggest ever selling single. So if you know what their biggest ever selling single is, which is obviously Kaylee, then the B-side was Lady Nina. And it is such... I find this an incredible piece of music. I don't know if it's the drumming. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the video that goes with it. Woes. I don't know if it's the video that goes with it or it's the lyrics. But there's something about this song that I just find gorgeous. So I hope you do too. If you've never heard the B-side of Kaylee, this is the B-side of Kaylee, Lady Nina, at number
39.
Chicken to the night, a dozen tequilas, and you're feeling alright. So you swing to the disco, out of your deck, get it, gigolo.
Your lucky charms are tarnished, so you leave alone. But there's one place left to go before the taxi home. After all, you made your marks. One night you'll play Elizabeth Taylor. The next night you're Marilyn Monroe. The little kitchen frogs that think the princess. Your husband picks you up at six. The makeup hides the bruises and the tears, so they never show. Cause your beauty is the only thing you've ever owned. It's the only way you've ever known to make your mark. You made your mark.
Exquisite piece of music. Some people will be listening to that thinking, I think that's shit. But honestly, See, I like him. I do like me prog rock. I do like me prog rock. We had Rick Wakeman last week. We got Marillion this week. We may have Genesis in a week or two. Or three. Because we are
38.
I know. It's a wonderful life. And that is indeed the name of the song by an artist called Black. Now, I'm sure it's actually somebody else, and I can't be bothered to search it up because I've been drinking. And you may notice that throughout this show, that I am either a little bit fresher than I should be or a little bit more forgetful. But anyway, let's take that chance. Black, Wonderful Life. Stevie Ashmore introduced me to this. Incredible song it is, because it's called A Wonderful Life, right? You think it's one of those songs which is so sad. I don't know what it is about this song. It's a beautiful piece of music, but you want it to be happy, but it's sad. And I don't know if it's musically it's sad or lyrically it's sad, but honestly, if you like music, it's A Wonderful Life at number 38.
So wonderful, wonderful life.
Black, who, unfortunately, I was trying to find out who it is, and I did, and he died in 2016, so I don't want to talk about it, because I think that's sad. It's such... anyway, that song should make you feel one way or the other. But I find it uplifting in a really sad way. So I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with that. Hey, Steve, let's move on to a song which you will say is the best ever Queen song without it being a Queen song. I know. How is that possible? How can the greatest Queen song without it being a Queen song be the greatest ever Queen song? Well, it's number 37, and it's from Freddie Mercury's solo album, Mr. Bad Guy. And it was I Was Born to Love You at number 37.
An amazing feeling coming through. I was born to love you with every single beat of my heart. Yes, I was born to take care of you every single day of my life. You are the one for me. I am the man for you. You were made for me. You're my ecstasy. If I was given every opportunity, I'd kill for your love. Hey. So take a chance with me. Let me romance with you.
Freddie Mercury, I Was Born to Love You. And hey, ladies, if you're watching this now, in the future sometime, I may have been born to love you. And obviously in the past I was. As I say, I've been drinking. I have no idea what coherent thoughts are coming out. Coherent? thoughts are coming out of my mouth. But I will tell you this. Snow White thought 7-Up was a fizzy drink until she discovered Smirnoff Vodka. So, Snow White. I could take a sidebar here. And the girl that's playing Snow White in the new action, is it live action film? She's getting a lot of bad press. And I think she's a delightful human being. I think she's taken a lot of it on the chin and sort of not caring. And I think that's great. Rachel Ziegler, is that her name? Anyway, don't let them push you down. They're all fucking idiots. Right, there we go. Queen. Now, I saw Queen twice. I did see them with Freddie Mercury at the NEC before it had an arena. It was in one of the exhibition halls. And I think that was just after the Live Killers. And then I saw them on the Flash Tour, which was an incredible piece of engineering. They had like 6 roadies with lighting rigs and spotlights that would come in and out. But Freddie Mercury just grown his moustache. And he came out and he goes, "Hey, what do you think of the moustache?" And everyone went, "Boo, hooray, boo." And he went, "Personally, I don't give a fuck." Great, great front man. One of the greatest front men I have ever seen. And I have seen Ozzy Osbourne and I've seen David Coverdale. And I'll give Sean Harris a little nod for that as well. But, you know, it's not just about singing. It's about palm of your hand, getting the audience in the palm of your hand. And Freddie Mercury could do that with bells on, and which is something he'd probably enjoy. Steve, you've done a Queen song, even though it's a Freddie Mercury song. Are you going to do a Queen song? And I'm going to say to you, you will have to wait and see. So what is your next song? Your next song, Steve,
is number 36.
And it's Missy Higgins from Australia. I guarantee maybe none of you in this country know of Missy Higgins. Some of you might, but I would think people that might just dip into this at some point along the way will not have heard of Missy Higgins. If your name is Ed Sheeran, then obviously you know who Missy Higgins is because you are a genius. Because you gave her a support slot on your last Australian tour. Because he knows that she's an incredible artist. I know she's an incredible artist. I think this is the first song I heard of hers, but it might not have been. But it is my favourite song of hers, and it's called The Sound of White. And again, it is just a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Missy Higgins from Australia, please come and play in the United Kingdom so I can spend lots of money to follow you around like a weirdo.
Like a freeze-dried rose, you will never be what you were to me in memory. But if I listen to the dark, you'll embrace me like a star, envelop me. If things get real for me down here, promise to take me to before you went away. If only for a day. If things get real for me down here, promise to take me back to the tune we played before you went away. And if I listen to the sound, my mystery, one mystery. My silence solidifies to that hollow void, erases you, so I can't feel at all. But if I never feel again, at least that nothingness will end the painful dream of you and me. If
get real for me down here. Promise to take me to before you went away. If only for a day, if things get real for me down here. Promise to take me back to the tune we played before you went away. And if I listen to the sound of a white, sometimes I hear your smile and breathe your light. Yeah, if I listen to the sound of a white, sometimes I hear your smile and breathe your light. And if I listen to the sound of a
Missy Higgins. If, I mean, come on, you can't argue with a voice and a piano. And I'm going to say that I actually think this is the singer's show. I've decided this is the singer's show because the last four songs are definitely singers. I'm going to call this the singer's show. I might have to do another introduction now. Welcome to the singer's show. That, I mean, go on. Find out about Missy Higgins from Australia. More people should know of her talent. Right, talking of talent, Steve, what have you got for us at number 35? Well, at number 35, I have got the incredible voice of an angel. Ave Maria? Seriously, people, I went to see Charlotte Church during her EP period. She was going to do five EPs. In the end, she did four EPs. And I have seen her in Ludlow, in Wolverhampton, at the Leadmill, Sheffield. I have seen her at the Scala in London. And I have seen her in Cardiff, where she did a thing. The BBC filmed it as well. Now, I've talked a lot about Charlotte Church, and you don't understand why. You don't understand why. Charlotte Church went into a Bjork moment for four EPs. Every single track from every single EP, to me, is brilliant. And to see her live, not just Charlotte, because she had two drummers as well at some point, the band that she put together for this blew my bollocks off. I'm going to say it. I can't, you know. I really am. Hey, I understand, but I am disappointed that she didn't do five EPs. I'm going to give you, it's off EP 2 and it's called Nerve. It's very difficult because there's different songs that you could play and you think, oh, that's more commercial. But this, I think, sums up how brilliant she was live with this lineup. Well, you judge. You judge me. You judge Charlotte Church. Please, please, please go and search Charlotte Church's EP. So if you heard my neighbour's dog bark, we're just going to carry on. But no, honestly, go and find yourself some Charlotte Church EPs. A few of them are on Spotify, but not all of them, which is a shame. Now, last week, I said to you, my fan club, I'm going to call you my fan club because I don't want to call you my fans. Ease. So, I said to you last week that My favourite James Bond song is actually in my top 100 tunes. And I gave you a clue. And it wasn't Live and Let Die, which is a great, great film and a great, great song. But no, my favourite one is from the one after that, is it? Or was it the one after? No, it was Goldfinger, wasn't it? No, Man with the Golden Gun. Then it was this one, I think. Anyway, it's got Ringo Starr's wife in it, so it can't be too bad, can it? Thomas the Tank Engine came down the track. Don't know why he's a Birmingham Liverpudlian, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. So, obviously, if you haven't guessed it, it is basically, it should be my theme tune. Carly Simon, number 34. Nobody does it better. Listen. Love. Carly Simon, I mean, to be fair, she's an artist in her own right, so it doesn't matter. Mind you, I think Adele's was great, of the modern ones. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an old fart. The earlier James Bond films were better, and the songs were better. Full stop. Period. Right, Steve, two more songs left? No way, two more songs left. Yes way, two more songs left. And would you believe that they're quite short? Steve, you have had some incredibly rare songs tonight that people have never heard of, artists that people have never heard of. And that's, I think that's the joy of music, because a lot of people will just turn on a radio and they will listen to songs that are made to listen to, or TV shows now, like Big Brother, fucking hell, that's showing, that's putting loads of shitty music out. And there's more music out there. If you search, there is music. And I'm hoping that if you've heard songs from my 100 hits that you've never heard, and you thought, oh, I actually like them, I'm going to dig in to more of the artist's background, then that would please me immensely. This fella, Sam Harris, I discovered in the 80s. I could tell you a story, but I'm not going to tell you the story. But it had something to do with a girl who worked in the video shop. I called her Snogger because I caught her snogging, I'm not going to say one of the customers, probably her boyfriend who came in to rent a video, you know, Evil Dead. I don't know what else was going out at those times. A pirated copy of E.T. Pwn Home. Sam Harris, it was the only white fella to sign to Motown back in the day. He was also on Wogan, and he sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which I believe the guy from The X Factor who went on to Coronation Street did a slight similar version when he held the last note at the end forever. But Sam Harris did it before him, and Sam Harris, such an incredible voice. Fortunately, some of his songs are now appearing on Spotify. This one is I've Heard It All Before. Now, I might put a countdown, I might not, but what you're looking for is 3 minutes 22 seconds into this song. It is one of the greatest vocal acrobatics I have heard, and I adore it. And this is Sam Harris, I've Heard It All Before, at number 33.
When trust is gone, then what's left to say? Nothing grows out of need. There are no guarantees. When there's nothing you can do about it, I guess you gotta do without it. I've heard it all before. This one before. Nobody loves you more than I got you right to. I've heard it all before. Don't bother saying all those pretty words just too tired to lose any more of myself to you. One day we'll meet again, but I know for now we can be friends. I don't regret a single day. I wouldn't have it any other way. But it's hard to know just when love. I've heard it all before. I'm gonna.
Go to Spotify, S-A-M-H-A-R-R-I-S, Sam Harris. Sam Harris.
Brilliant.
Steve, you say he's brilliant, but how can you follow that song? You've done
nine songs already.
Nine
from 41
to 32. But you've got another song coming. I got another song coming. I got another song coming. Well, that's it. I have a song from a musical. Oh, my God, musical theatre. Darling, what are you trying to do to us? Well, it's from the film, actually. It's from the film Fame. I'm going to live forever. This, in the film, breaks my heart. This, when I hear it, breaks my heart. It represents a moment in my life where I met the girl that popped my cherry. So I will see you next week when we do songs from 31 to 23. But I'm going to leave you with a very special song. And it is beautiful. And Irina Cara has got a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice. This is from the film Fame. But I'll see you next week. Enjoy this song. And don't even think about me losing my cherry.
Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in? Make believing is hard alone, out here on my own. Rising star to guide me far and shine me home. Never show.